Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. In today's episode, we are speaking with Michelle Michaelis, Managing Director in our Business Restructuring Services Group at BDO USA. Michelle is back to help us better understand the financial health of the retail sector today. In this episode, we're going to take a closer look at the store closures that have occurred this year so far and what's fueling them. Welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Hey, Natalie, it's good to be back.
Great. So what are the causes behind the retail store closures that we've seen so far this year?
Well, let's take a step back to start with is the fact that according to CoreSite Research, as of August 2024, we've had about 4,550 store closings versus 4,425 store openings. So meaning for the first time in a few years, actually, we are net higher from a store closing versus opening perspective. Though they are still down at this point from 2023, which had a total estimate of roughly 5,500. So I think what a lot of this is going to be what happens now during the fourth quarter, both from an overall retail health perspective, as well as any new Chapter 11 retail filing perspectives. And that's going to be telling us, you know, where the net store closing versus opening numbers ultimately fall out. Should we have another large bankruptcy similar to Big Lots, we're obviously going to get much closer to that 5,500 number for last year. Should we not, well, then it might not be all that bad. So to date, I really believe that the most significant driver of these closures, I mean, at least to the extent that we're negative, like I said, is the result of those large bankruptcies and the stringent efforts that have really been put into place by both the companies going into bankruptcy or while they're in bankruptcy to really try to avoid the Chapter 11 process or to mitigate the losses in the 11 process and make themselves really viable candidates for a going concern sale. So for example, 99 Cent Stores, Rue 21, Express, Cones, and Big Lots, each of whom filed for Chapter 11 this year, accounted for over 1,400 store closings in aggregate. And that doesn't even include the Big Lots ones that haven't been announced yet or probably are still going to occur now in the fourth quarter. While the other Chapter 11 retailers added an additional several hundred to that store close count. So you can say that almost half of the current number is from a Chapter 11. Now, Family Dollar, who is not in bankruptcy, just announced in the past couple of weeks that they intend on closing upwards of 600 stores. Now, that's likely not in those statistics, and that's going to happen over the next 6 months. Interestingly, going the opposite direction, Lumber Liquidators, who had initially cited a closure of all 400 stores, recently adjusted that to say that the buyer of the company intends on keeping about 200 of them. So again, there's going to be, I think, a lot of play in the pluses and minuses. But we've got to remember that, for example, Rue 21 may have closed all their stores in Chapter 11, but the buyer is opening new locations, and they just announced that recently. So albeit that those locations might be somewhat different in format. And I think the drivers to store closures, they may not actually be responsible for the overall net closure number in the end. And the actions now that are going to be taken in the next couple months by retailers will really cause a fallout to see where we end up vis-a-vis a net number. I mean, Macy's plans to close about 150 stores, some of which are actually profitable, to focus on a smaller format location. So therefore, it might have less number of stores, but it's not necessarily going to be about the number of stores as much as the square footage and the layouts. Conversely, JCPenney, which was purchased out of bankruptcy by a joint REIT that included two of the largest mall-based landlords, not surprisingly, continues to embrace the anchor store concept, especially in areas that malls are now offering increased amenities and alternatives to shoppers.
So speaking of shopping, is there a change in the way consumers are shopping that's driving these closures? And I know we talked on a previous episode, you know, my love for shopping and whether it's in the mall, whether it's an outdoor mall, whether it's e-commerce, I don't discriminate. I shop everywhere. But do you think that consumers, putting me aside, are consumers shopping differently today?
Absolutely. Some of the store closures are really being defined by a change in consumer patterns. And although we have seen a reduction in foot traffic overall, that has somewhat leveled off. And some reports are even saying that there seem to be indications that malls and open air centers are making a bit of a comeback in 2024 and will potentially continue to do so, especially from, believe it or not, Gen Z, who seems to be really interested in both online and in-person experiences. For example, social commerce, which is largely driven by Gen Z, has risen to close to 20% of online shopping. But at the same time, a significant number of Gen Z have stated that they enjoy going to brick and mortar stores between the desire to avoid scams online, as well as the desire to have the whole retail experience. I guess that retail high that you probably experience, Natalie. So yes. That said, I don't think we're going to be returning in terms of brick and mortar to what we had a decade ago. And the physical retail presence is unlikely to have a significant resurgence, but it does sound like there might be an improvement. Again, going back to my earlier point about net positive store openings that we're kind of accustomed to historically, it'll just be a different format. You know, considering that overall e-commerce has been the highest gainer in the retail spectrum for the past several years, they say it's about 16 or 17% in 2024, and it's projected to be up to almost 21% by 2027. That platform is obviously going to be a strong contributor to store closings and or adjusting footprints, because retailers are just not going to have the need to keep that in mind.
So I think you may have answered my crystal ball question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So if you had your crystal ball and you looked inside it, do you think with the uptick in e-commerce, do you think that this level of store closures is going to continue?
For the most part, I think we'll continue to see some store closures. Again, like I said, based on where we were as of August with what has just been announced, with Family Dollar, et cetera, I think we're going to get close to that, 5,000 mark across the spectrum. However, I am optimistic that we will return to a state of net positive openings versus closures, or we're at least going to get flat unless we have a significant, and this is where my crystal ball is kind of cloudy, unless we have a significant bankruptcy filing of a traditional brick and mortar retailer that simply has hundreds of stores and that is kind of comes out of nowhere. You know, Dollar Stores, which is the owner of Family Dollar and was the acquirer of 99 Cents, recently announced that 600 Family Dollar stores will close. But the question now is whether those closures are going to be offset by other stores opening under different brands. Again, they own several brands, or if they're just going to take smaller formats because they don't need the square footage they had. In other words, I think closures that we see in the next several months are going to be more of a square footage and a change in operations and how they're targeting their consumers to get out of costly or less desirable leases, to be more leaner and more focused on the retailer's demographic needs and wants.
Well, thank you. And that makes a lot of sense. And I hope your crystal ball is right. And I hope we continue to see more store openings and store closures. So we all have a place to shop in person. Thank you, Michelle. And be sure to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to tune in next week so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.